Jacob is just hot and stressed and bothered.
He claims to be 5'11", so I'm thinking he's probably 5'10".
That picture is funny. I like it, though. Where do we begin? Who started it last time?
Well, I did a solo episode last week, so technically me.
Okay. Well,
you started.
I started and
beginning, middle, and ended it.
It starts and ends with Adam Harrison.
Well, now
the prince.
We're sharing the stage with three. The three of us are back.
Two and a half, according to Colby.
Two and a half. Colby's not feeling her best.
My vibe today is the friend who should have just stayed home.
No, you're fine. We love your presence here.
Katie goes, Colby, shut the hell up and be okay.
I'm like, Colby, you will be okay for this podcast. I'm just kidding. So much is riding on this. All of our sponsors.
All zero of them.
All zero of our sponsors.
Our biggest sponsor is ourselves.
Literally. Yes. Anyway, well, welcome back, guys. Before we forget to do the intro, because we're all so
brain dead. I was like, we're on track to forget the intro.
Nope.
I just know for a fact.
I got it. So, okay.
Katie
welcome back.
Control.
Hello and welcome back to another dysfunctional episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Adam, Colby, and Katie.
Hey, you switched up the order.
I just looked around the table.
Ooh.
She went.
I went
it's
clockwise.
Always Katie,
I went,
Colby, Adam.
Really?
I think.
I really don't think we've ever.
I don't think there's an order established.
I'm pretty sure if we were to look back on episodes, it'd always be Katie, Colby,
Colby,
Adam.
Well, see, that I have an issue with because it's the k. Like, it's hard for me to say it. Colby,
it's
Katie.
An alliteration.
Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Adam, Colby, Katie. Somehow
I think
is
I need
better.
To go back and confirm, but I'm almost positive that every single episode is Katie,
well,
Colby, and Adam.
You know what? I just did it alphabetically, so I think I win.
Okay, that's fair. I just did what we know, you know.
It's ACK. Isn't that a place? ACK.
Adam Cole.
Nantucket.
There you have it. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan, everyone.
We're all back in the same room.
We are all back.
Which is a positive. I've literally been petting Colby's leg every single time my hand falls over here because I missed her so much. And the first thing I did when I came in here is hugged sweet little Katie, is ran over to her bed like a little schoolboy.
I haven't even taken a shower since I got off of the plane. That's how.
Yeah, she still looks
disgusting.
Perfect,
you actually look great. It's really offensive to me that
you actually look pristine. Like, she's in white jeans, that are beautiful.
Well,
black
I have no
crop.
Choice to go to work.
So she's got to impress our girl Becky.
She came straight from the office. She's an office gal.
An office gal. Her and Becky Minkoff.
Becky Minkoff. Well, where do we start? What are we doing? Why are we here?
Colby should talk about why she's so sad today. Tell the pod about your half an hour of sleep travel day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been home doing a ton of things with my family, not sleeping very much anyway. And then last night, I saw a few of my friends for dinner and then went and hung out with some of them after, and got home at like 10:30, ready to go to bed and pack up my things before my 4:30 a.m. alarm. And then that just wasn't in the cards for me. And I fell asleep around 2 a.m. and woke up at 4:30, went to the airport, got on a flight from Boston to New York, went straight to the office and left the office at 8 p.m.
And now you're here for your second shift.
And now you're hanging out with us. Wait, have you guys ever heard of this thing when you're sleeping? Somebody posted on Instagram, I think it might have been Margo today, about when you wake up at the same time every single night, multiple times throughout the night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the same random time. Has that ever happened to you guys?
Yeah, it's usually when I have to pee at like 5. And then it's actually, you know what? It's actually a beautiful feeling sometimes when you wake up too early because you look at your clock or your phone or whatever. Does anyone have a clock anymore?
I don't think so. No, I don't think I do either.
I look at my phone and I see it's like, okay, 5:20 or something like that. It's usually that time every single morning. And then I realize I can sleep for like 2 more hours and it's the most beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
It's actually a good feeling. I'm like, wow, I get 2 more glorious
when
hours of
sleep. When that happens to me though, when I actually do have to wake up, I wish that I had just stayed awake because it's harder for me to wake up.
Okay, fair. I have no problem like going right back to bed and then I wake up and I'm a little bit mad.
Yeah.
But I also know that it probably would have been worse if I woke up at 5:20.
I completely agree.
But when
that first wake up happens, I feel like I'm way more awake and alert than when I then am like groggy in my post like mid-morning nap.
Very true.
Colby, like, you and I have talked about that so many times where we'll wake up super early and be like, I wish I just straight up just got out of bed and started my day.
But then you might crash at like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
I actually tested this, I think it was last week, because I'll usually wake up at like 5:20 is actually around the time that I wake up too. Randomly, and then force myself back to sleep until like 6:30 or whatever my alarm goes off. But last time I was like, I'm just going to get up at the time how it goes.
Whose phone keeps buzzing?
Yours.
It's on Do Not Disturb. Is it mine?
Hey, all
right.
There you go.
Go now. I'm overheating.
Kate's like literally okay, sweating, stripping naked out of her Hulk suit.
Okay.
Stress sweat.
My Hulk suit? Wait, come again. Did you just call my green sweatsuit my Hulk suit?
Katie Hawk smashed the suit off.
I was just hot and stressed and bothered. Okay, continue.
Katie's hot, bothered, and stressed in her Hawk suit. For context, Katie's in literally a full lime green outfit.
I don't look like the Incredible Hulk.
It's a cute outfit. But the first thing I thought of was Katie ripping off her Hawk suit.
Oh my God, okay. Just tell your
anyways,
story.
I don't even want to tell it anymore.
Your 5 a.m. wake-up call.
My 5 a.m. wake-up call
sweating.
Can wait.
Oh my God.
I'm literally freezing you now. I'm laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
Okay, you know what? Dictator Adam's going to come in here and lay some structure into this episode.
Okay, go ahead.
So we're going to do...
What are we going to talk? Should we...
we're going to do life update and then the Q&A, and then we're going to do some advice segment, and then that's
going to
be...
And then Colby's going to bed.
It's like 9 o'clock. Let's get a move on.
We're getting moving on.
We're getting a move on.
All
right. Colby gave her a life update. She's been in Boston for a hot second. Katie's been in Maryland for a year, basically.
Well, I was in South Carolina for like a year, and then Maryland for 2 days.
You were in South Carolina for a year. You
that was
drove
only
to
two
Maryland
days.
For a year.
I was only in Maryland for 48 hours.
Wow.
Or maybe like a little bit more. A touch
Katie
more.
Was reliving her college glory days.
Yeah, I got the most amazing pho soup.
I'm oh my God, still it looks so jealous of that.
I mean, it's hilarious because it's called Simply Thai, and it's pho that
which
I love
Vietnamese.
From there, which is not that. I just can't put my finger on it. It's just the best.
It looks pretty good.
So good.
Yeah, so I forced my sister to stop there on our 8
Did
and a
you
half
get the summer wraps? Drive.
Of course we did. Got those. We got the,
summer
the
wraps.
Soup.
Is that, they call so them summer good. Wraps there?
Yeah, I don't know why they call them that.
That's what they call them everywhere, isn't it?
Summer
a summer roll.
Roll?
It's like veggie. It's just delicious. And then, but it was really sad because there was not another soul in the restaurant. I thought they were closed. I'm like, is this place not popping anymore? Like, this goes under, I swear.
I think it was like, wasn't it after graduation?
No, people are still there. People just weren't there at lunchtime. I guess it was like 1 p.m., which is like a little, I don't remember when college kids eat lunch, but.
Yeah. And like, everybody probably does takeout.
Yeah. So stopped there. Then I went to a wedding in Virginia for one of my oldest friends, and it was like the first friend wedding I've gone to that wasn't family was this wedding, which is kind of crazy. My parents were astounded by this because I guess, what are we, like 20, 25, 26?
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, like in a different time, that was like the time to get married.
Yeah.
And yeah, my friend got married, and it was a beautiful ceremony. There were a lot of tears. So I
mean, it looked really pretty.
But I looked around at like her whole bridal party and a lot of the people there, and everyone had wedding rings on. I'm like, what is going on
like,
here?
This is my worst nightmare.
I'm like, I mean, they're very religious,
they're like,
but not
we're
to stereotype.
We're definitely not in New York anymore.
I was like, you know, Toto, we're not in New York anymore because there are wedding rings everywhere on 20-something-year-olds' fingers, and I am not one of them.
I think I called my mom the other day and brought that up to her. I was like, Katie's at this wedding with this girl from high school. Like, there's a lot of wedding rings there. It's, like, really scary. Like, there's a lot going on. And then my mom was like, yeah, that's kind of crazy. Like, what do you think about that, knowing that you're 25 and have never been in a relationship?
And, and how did that make you feel?
I was, well, did you see my text that I posted on my Instagram story of Grace? My sister literally texted in our family group chat and goes, Adam, you're the only single Harrison left in the family.
My mom read that out loud to me.
I'm the only not married or engaged sister in my family now after this weekend.
We're three peas.
Yeah,
peas
that was
in
a big life event, Colby. It was a huge life event. Your sister got engaged.
Yeah.
How was
and
that?
And I became a godmother this weekend.
Oh my God.
There was a lot happening.
Huge weekend for Colby.
You also play it along really well to the engagement.
Oh, yeah.
She was a part of it.
Yes.
Yes,
a
key part of the lie
and the deterrence. Except I don't know if it was a full surprise, but I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
She said to everybody else that she had a feeling that it was coming.
I feel like when you're about to get proposed to, anytime your nails are done.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you have to think it's coming. My
sister always has her nails done.
Oh, really?
Oh, some people are like that. I know for a fact I will not have my nails done when I'm getting proposed to, I feel like. I just know.
It's going to make it too obvious for you.
Well, I also, I never do my, like, I really, unless it's something that's, like, highly photographed and I know I'm going to be very mad at myself if I don't have a manicure, I actually prefer my nails without nail polish on. Am I weird?
I've gotten used to it because I've been healing my nails for the past, like...
What does that mean?
4 months. Because I had been getting gel manicures for, like, months on end. And I got a bad one. And I was too lazy to go get it removed. And they were all chipped. Ooh. And I peeled them all off. And then they were, like, so flimsy and weak. And they're, like, finally back to, like, almost normal.
You have good nail beds, too. Yours have, like...
Really?
Deep, yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, it means you have, like, deep nail beds where, like, your nails aren't, like, super long off your fingertip.
Oh.
But you still have a lot of nail to work with. Like, for me, I like keeping my nails, like, relatively short, but my nail beds are so shallow that my nails are just, like, tiny
little
nubs. Do I
have good nail beds?
Yeah, you do, too.
Okay. Colby, I think it was you I was having that conversation with about the gel thing. Because I was under the impression that gel manicure... was supposed to be good for your nails.
I think that they just say that so you do.
I don't think any nail polish is actually good for your
nails.
It's
not natural.
It's like so many chemicals.
And it strips.
Because I think I need to start getting manicures because I keep getting like hangnails and my nails look
gross. You should get a manicure like you and just get like a clear polish on it.
They have specific.
Yeah, because they'll like cut your cuticles and like do the whole thing.
Oh, for some reason I was under the impression that's what a gel manicure was because I'm an idiot.
No, gel is like specific polish and it's supposed to stay on, like the lacquer stays on.
Okay, so I just need like a clear coat.
You need a clear, you need a manicure.
And you won't care when the clear coat comes off because you don't care about having painted nails.
Yeah. I don't necessarily want my nails painted, but like...
I don't think you even need a clear coat then.
Okay, so I just need a manicure.
Yeah, you can just go in and get a manicure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe I like don't get regular manicures. Like I feel like
you
first, like,
would.
Prissy
would.
And pretentious I am. Not prissy and pretentious, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, your
I feel
nails,
like I'm very well kempt.
They look nice though. You're not like a biter.
I do pick sometimes though, like when I'm bored and they're long, like I'll start picking.
I do that too.
That's like a big thing for me. And like, look, I like effed up my pinky.
Yeah. Well, my mom has this special, she's like a nail biter. My mom's always been the worst nail biter. It's been like her one thing. And she got this special nail polish that you put on your nails and it tastes really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to like do anything with your mouth, like you're like disgusted. So you can't do it. And it looks like a clear coat. So it like is actually nice. Yeah. That's how my mom has grown out her nails. Anyway.
That is cute.
What a lovely story. Let's segue.
Katie's like, let's go to the next topic. Wait, I also do have to tell Colby about.
But you have to, your life update.
Well, I don't really have
a new man.
Wait, Adam texted me today. I threw my phone under the bed, but.
Katie literally chucked her phone.
It was bothering me. Adam texted me today and goes, what do you think of this guy? Besides the fact that his name is Adam.
Oh my God.
Wait, come on, I'll show you. So this guy.
Could you end up with a guy with your name, with your same name?
I don't know. I was like, is that me being obsessed with myself?
Adam and Adam. Like my parents are Pat and Patty, but there's at least a little difference.
Here, Gold, that's it.
Adam number one, Adam number two.
Oh my God, cute.
He is kind of cute, right?
He's cute. We couldn't figure out if he's short or not.
Wait.
Yeah, because I showed Katie this picture first.
Oh, yeah.
He's next to a, like, a very
and
large...
And he's next to like a massive,
man
gargantuan
next to him.
How tall
giant.
Does he claim
5'11".
To be?
5'11". He claims to be 5'11", so I'm thinking he's probably 5'10".
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, but because that's okay, because I'm 5'11", but he looks like buff, so I think it would... He would look bigger in person, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Totally.
But I do have another boy update, Colby, because randomly this guy started liking my TikToks. Like he's like this.
Oh, this is big news.
It's not that big, but it's like
this could be like
it's kind of it's actually kind of a funny story.
This could be a match made in Manhattan.
It could be a match made. It could be a match made on TikTok.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I have obviously been popping off on TikTok, like posting out the ass, and this guy liked my TikTok, and I stalked him, of course, because I think it showed a notification for him because he had followers.
Yeah.
Like I think it does that sometimes. Like prioritizes showing you who likes your stuff if they have
how
like
many
a
followers
presence.
Really? Does he have?
I don't know, like 100 or something, maybe like
100K?
That.
100K?
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, so he's like a little mini TikToker. But he liked my video. I went to his profile and I was like, wait, this guy's like kind of hot. And so then I followed him. He followed me back. Or no, he followed me first. Then I followed him back. Then I went to his Instagram and I was like, okay, I'm just going to make the next move here. So I followed him on Instagram. He immediately follows me back and DMs me. And
I thought you don't do that, Adam.
Yeah.
Follow people first. This remember is huge this, for you. We had a whole debate. This?
Yeah.
And oh Colby God. Called you out on your bullshit.
Okay, well.
And you wouldn't do it unless they were private or public okay, or Colby, whatever. The other.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He looks really cute there. Yeah,
he is really like, cute. And he's tall. And he
why looks, doesn't he have that photo on his dating app? He looks like a different person. A
different guy.
Oh. Colby, we're talking about like two different people here.
Oh, my God. That picture is funny. I like it though.
He's in like a bathrobe in the kitchen holding a drink.
I'm literally laughing at myself. But anyway, so he DM'd me.
That's and so how I imagine you.
This is the funny part of the story. So
living your life
in a bathrobe.
In, just,
a bathrobe.
In your kitchen drinking rosé.
My poor straight roommates being like, what the hell is going on here? But anyway, so he is like a social media, whatever, content creator. But he also does what Katie does on the side, like social media.
He's
management
a freelancer. Yeah, he lances like freelance freely.
Stuff. And so he lives in LA, which is kind of okay. like the off part. But he messaged me and was like, this is random, but I got a contract with Brookfield Place to do all of their content.
Oh my
and
God.
He was like, I sent them your
tell
TikTok.
Tell them what Brookfield Place is if they don't
know. Oh, okay. So Brookfield Place is one of my favorite places in Manhattan, first of all. Second of all, it's like, it's basically a big shopping mall downtown, but it has my gym in it. It has a food court with a ton of places that I usually go every day for lunch. It's on the water. It has two or three really good restaurants that we go to for happy hour all the time because the sunset's right there. So it's beautiful. So if you're ever in the city and you need something to do and you happen to be downtown, you should 1000% go to Brookfield Place. But anyways, it also houses like a ton of offices and like retail space and
it's
whatever.
Huge.
It's massive and it's yeah. beautiful. It's really pretty. They have like a like shit ton of palm trees. Looks like Miami in there. It's got like a ton of glass. It's very pretty. But anyway, so this guy got a contract, I guess, to run Brookfield Place. And as a side note to Brookfield Place, everybody who's there is really hot because Goldman Sachs is right there, Brookfield Asset Management, American Express is in that building. Like there's a lot of really big companies
all
in
the
there.
Suits, all the yeah. hot suits of Manhattan.
Yes, and it's a big running route for people as well. So people run down along West Side Highway back behind Brookfield Place. So everybody there is very attractive. Anyways, I started making TikToks about Brookfield Place a couple weeks ago and they were kind of blowing up a little bit. And so this guy messages me and he's like, hey, this is random, but I just got a contract to do social media for Brookfield Place and I sent them your TikTok as like inspiration for a content focus or something like that. And he was like, as a result, I might be coming to New York soon.
Wow,
and
what
like,
a compliment.
Let's get an espresso martini.
You're
and I
his,
was like,
you're his muse.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
I'm his muse and he wants to get a rich dad.
Julia
with me.
Fox, I love baby. Oh my God.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut
Adam
Gems.
Adam Harrison.
Brookfield Place.
Brookfield Place.
You guys sound like Anna Delvey.
Kalani's coming.
Honestly, in my head, they sound the same.
The Y is coming.
But how anyways, exciting.
I love that.
That is my boy update. I don't really think I have anything else except for that guy that I blacked out with on Six Martinis is texting me all the time now. So that's, I guess I have a lot of boy updates. At this
I have
point.
Literally zero except for one concerning DM I got today.
What was it?
From, once again, Locks Club guy who has been
he can never quit.
He keeps popping up. He's like a groundhog. Like he just keeps popping his head up. Or what are those things called? A mole.
It was about to be like six more weeks
of
winter.
You know those things that go under the ground?
Yeah, whack-a-mole. Let's get a hammer and just start beating the shit out of him. Get back in the ground.
He popped up in my DMs. I posted a story today saying, because I was working from bed, I was just like writing my podcast for tomorrow. Like I
WFB.
Write notes. Working from bed. And I like posted this thing about how like I have my best, I didn't say I have my best ideas from bed, but like that's kind of what I was saying. Like yeah. I didn't say that verbatim.
Ew.
And he
I'm
DM'd
already
me.
Grossed out by what
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he DM'd me and said, like, you truly do your best work from bed or
that's
something
so
like that.
Gross.
Oh my gosh, that is heinous.
I was like, oh God.
That's so
did
he think you were going to enjoy that?
No.
What it went through his head when he said that? Was he like, she's going to think this is so hot?
I just like, don't know. I don't understand. I think at this point he just like thinks that we're funny friends, like that we can be funny. I just responded LOL because I opened it too quickly and it said scene and I get so stressed about that. I don't want to be like the bad guy.
Yeah.
So I just said LOL because like what's that gonna do like harm wise?
Yeah, but I would have just liked the message.
This man will never see me naked ever again. Just so you know, just so everyone knows, and I'm putting that in stone.
Put it in writing.
I put it on the internet.
Actually, that's
so.
True. It's like, in transcript.
Many thousands of you will hear that, and I'm holding myself to it.
Yeah, you guys will hold Kathy accountable.
So there you go. That's my update. I have no other updates.
All right.
But I'm trying to schedule some dates. Hot girl summer.
You have to.
Yeah, I've really been on the apps. Really been trying. Bumble. There's some hotties on there.
Oh yes. Yeah. So, okay. So somebody bashed me on the pod for in a review actually.
Why do you read the reviews? Don't read the reviews.
That's what I've learned. The rule of everything.
I love reading everything about me.
You can't read the reviews on podcasts. You just can't because they're always bad. Like any amazing podcast that you love out there, if you go to the reviews, it's a lot of just...
That's true, because it's like a super opinionated person who's going to be doing it.
Yeah. I mean, leave us a five-star review. Yeah. Like leave us a 5-star, please and thank you. But if you're going to leave us a 1-star, just know I will not be reading. So...
Okay, well, unfortunately, like, I love reading about myself. Like, it's...
Oh, actually, wait, I think I did see this one. It was, like, early on. It was about Bumble.
It wasn't, like, that mean. It was just, like, why the Bumble slander from Adam?
We love Bumble.
I don't have Bumble slander. I just don't think it's user-friendly. I can't figure it... When I had it for about 2 hours before I got kicked off, I couldn't figure it out.
You know what? I thought that for a while, too, where I thought... I just... The stress of like having to make the first move was a lot at first, but yeah. I've actually realized I've been doing like a little like test of trying a lot of different ones over the past like few years, and I found a lot of like secret hotties are lurking on Bumble.
Okay, so I was about to redeem myself and be like, I actually tried, because when you said you have been using Bumble, I was like, oh, this person bashed me for slandering Bumble, but then I went on it and tried it out.
Oh, like, and you yesterday. Like it? A success story?
I wouldn't say I have a success story, but I don't have a losing story. So I feel like we're kind of like... With our upcoming trip to Paris, the girls and I need to brush up on our French skills, and we are so excited to be partnering with Rosetta Stone to help make us pros by the summertime. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in any language you want to learn.
I'm personally so excited to learn French with Rosetta Stone because it's so easy. I can do it right on my phone. Its built-in true accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation, which I think is so helpful because pronouncing things is always difficult for me. And Rosetta Stone's process is designed for long-term retention of the language. So I'll be speaking French forever and ever. It's an amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so no matter where life takes you in the world, you'll be covered and speaking the language in no time.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Matchmade listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's rosettastone.com/today for 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. J'adore Rosetta Stone.
Reminder that Mother's Day is coming up on May 12th. And if you haven't gotten anything for your mom or the mother figure in your life yet, definitely consider My Life in a Book. Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question, so your mom or mother figure a question, via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. Mylifeinabook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. So special.
I love the intent behind mylifeinabook.com. I'm always looking for new ways to give gifts to the holidays, birthdays, etc., that have more meaning than just a material object, and My Life in a Book is the perfect way to share a gift that's both sentimental and will contain memories that I'll be able to hold for a lifetime. This year for Mother's Day, I'm getting My Life in a Book for my grandma, who's my absolute treasure. How fun is it that she'll get to share all of her stories with me that I can then pass on to my kids someday? I'm so excited and would highly recommend as a gift for anyone in your life that you love.
Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MATCHMADE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom or mother figure this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MATCHMADE for 10% off today. Check it out. Happy Mother's Day.
Net medium right now.
Yeah, there's there's this one guy I'm talking to on there.
But I'm optimistic.
Who I gave my number to. He was at the Syracuse graduation this past weekend. Ooh. But he said that after that he'll text me. So we'll see. His name. Oh, I shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
Because who knows? It could be my future person I talk about in the podcast. Anyway.
I feel like I always get the same people if I try and go on different apps.
Nope. Not. I would say like...
Interesting. They all cross-pollinate.
There's a few that are like repeat offenders that I see a lot.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Cross-pollinate. Well, that's actually funny because Bumble's whole thing is like the bees.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I thought you made it intentionally.
No.
I was like, wow, Colby's being so funny.
Colby's like, I'm tired, but I still can really rip him up.
Yeah, Colby's tired, but she's still going to drop a line, I guess. She's
still going to drop the good ones. Okay,
I did the thing again where I like literally bashed the table super. You know, I looked at Katie and I just saw her dagger me with her eyes.
You know, I'm in a really good mood today.
You are. You would have normally yelled at me.
The phone buzzing on the couch that causing me to have a heart attack. Like, that was my only heart attack of the day. I've actually been very zen today.
I wish we were recording these because the pod would have seen Katie.
Oh, the video.
Looking aggressively around for what was buzzing.
We have to do that once we get our shit together.
I think it would be funny.
Maybe next fall.
Maybe next year.
The summer, maybe next year,
that'll
guys.
Be our New Year's resolution.
Get us to a million downloads and we'll finally
have a straight man on the podcast.
We'll finally do what
we'll keep our promises.
We'll finally do what we've said we were going to do.
I'm dead. We're
time.
Being kind of funny this episode. I like us today.
Wow. That's coming from the guy something. Who's like, let me do a solo episode because I'm just kidding. We are both unavailable. But
okay, I'll just die.
Continue. No,
okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to do speed round of some questions.
Okay.
You want to do a speed round or do you want to do like in-depth answers? Like,
that's
I can either
speed
pick
round.
A couple.
I must say, I was looking at these and I just think everybody needs to stop asking us how to get a boyfriend in your 20s because you're asking the wrong group of people.
Yep. Not for a lack of trying, but yeah.
We would love to be able to give you advice on that, but we also need advice ourselves. So.
This girl asked three questions. How to get a BF at 20, dating advice. How to start dating and get into it. Wrong crowd.
Yeah, I mean, we're right here along with you. Let's just say that.
Yeah, we're each other's moral support.
We're chronicling our adventure, and that is really all we can give you. But
I love it.
I don't know. We have a good moral compass, I feel. Moral compasses.
We're trying our best, and that's what's important.
We're trying our best.
Okay, so we'll do speed round, and we'll do like two advice segment, and then we'll wrap.
Amazing.
Colby, do you want to like go back and forth asking questions since you have it up too, or do you want me to just do it?
Sure.
Let's go back and forth. Do you want to go first?
No. You go. I haven't picked any other ones yet. Those ones stood out to me.
I like this one. Well, this is going to be a good start. Is it possible to be friends with an ex?
I think like years later.
Yeah, I think no at the beginning and then maybe at some point. Because at the beginning, you have feelings. You're like, man, not into it.
No, it won't help your healing and moving on. But I think eventually, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Once you've both moved on, maybe.
Personal favorite atypical question to ask on a date to get to know the person deeper. That's a hard question.
What's your social security number?
Yeah. What's your credit card number front and back?
An atypical question. Oh, my God.
I don't think I ever ask, like, in-depth questions. I feel like...
Does that mean we're boring? Like,
no,
I
don't come prepared with
it
questions.
It
kind of
just, like, comes...
I don't think.
Yeah, as you're just having banter, you're chatting, questions come up. Like, but it's usually the typical ones. I feel like if you go too deep with, like, a Q&A sheet or something, it'll be... a little bit overwhelming.
I do know that it is such a thing that people do, though, that they have, like, their go-to questions or, like...
I feel like on dating apps,
they
do.
A question that they always ask. Yeah.
On dating apps, they'll be, like, two truths and a lie. Like, some of the, like, the
intros...
Oh, my
God. Some of those are so bad, though. I cannot...
Well, no. The prompts are fine, but I feel like if they, like, to kick off the conversation are, like, Katie, which would you rather, like, have... 17 legs and
a billion
you know
mice
what I mean?
In your apartment or 6,000 cockroaches.
Like oh, literally that. That's like, it's just a lot. Cause when I'm on a dating app doing the back and forth, I just want to get off the dating app as soon as possible and start texting them and like just go on the date. At least for me and like my priorities with who I want to end up with, figuring out their relationship with their friends.
I was about to say something about
their
family
crew
and
in
friends,
the city.
Yeah.
Family, yes, it's important. But I think like who they surround themselves with here in the city is important. I don't really want a loner. Like I want someone who has a good like group of people. Yeah. That's just like what I'm looking for. So it's, you know, asking people like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Or like, what are your plans for this summer? Like things like that is good just for me to figure out if they have a social life.
Yeah.
Which is important to me. And it usually just comes up,
I feel like it naturally comes up, too, when you start talking about, like, how you ended up here.
Yeah, where'd you go to school or things like that.
I think if you also pay attention to what somebody is talking a lot about, like, if they keep mentioning their, like, brother and sisters, or if they keep mentioning a certain friend or something like that, and then asking that person about their relationship with those persons, or like,
yeah,
whatever, then like that's clearly something they're passionate about talking about, so then they're gonna like really
get into it. You take cues from the other person when they clearly seem like they are comfortable and happy talking about one thing. Just keep asking them questions about that thing. Like, it's not hard.
Yeah,
well, it is hard, but it's not like rocket science, you know.
Can figure it out.
But I haven't been on a date in a really long time. I'm remembering now, like thinking about it.
I haven't been on a date
in months. I mean, okay, it's not like a long time, but like for me, it's a long time. I usually go on a date every 2 weeks.
Probably. I feel like we've all been like taking a little bit of a break.
I haven't been here.
We've all been traveling.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense because we haven't been here. Okay, well, we're going to get back into the swing of things.
We started to get back into it, like, before we left.
I know, and then we left.
And then we left.
Well, we are going to get back to it. Colby and I and Adam, we're all going to be in Maryland for Memorial Day together. And there are some hotties in Maryland, I have to say.
Naval Academy men.
I hope so. We got to steal their hats and someday. Make out with them. I need to find somebody at the wedding.
Yeah, my wedding wasn't the ideal place to find someone. Everyone was married.
My wedding's going to be so many weddings wedding this too, summer. So.
Which I feel like could be a good vessel.
Can I be your date?
I don't get dates because my family knows that I'm single.
No plus one for you. Okay, well, anyway, but manifesting.
Otherwise, yes.
Talk about a rapid fire answer.
I know, we're so bad at rapid fire.
Sorry, guys. Sorry about that.
This is a quick one.
Okay.
Go-to drinks.
I feel like they know this about us already.
Yeah, they have. That's why it's an easy question for us to answer. Oh. Now it's in writing.
Okay, rapid. Go.
Espresso martini with tequila.
Mine is typically a margarita light agave.
Extra dirty vodka martini, Belvedere, filthy.
Crush it. Or a spicy margarita, no agave.
Yeah, my other one is Casamigos soda with extra lime.
I'm not even doing the share because it's rapid fire. Continue.
I loved it. We rapid fired.
That was really good, guys.
How to make a new apartment feel like home. Rapid fire.
Spending a lot of time there. And enjoying setting it up, I
decorate
feel like.
The walls.
Take your time decorating, though, because the worst feeling is, like, getting a bunch of shit and realizing it doesn't go together and, like, you just hate your apartment.
Yeah, I feel like slowly getting things and just enjoying the space and taking it in.
And enjoy it when it's kind of empty because then you have a lot of space for activities.
Yeah.
You throw a lot of parties. Okay.
Yeah. I honestly literally think the best decor advice is put shit on the walls. Like, I think an apartment that never feels homey is one where the walls are just all white.
Well, yeah, it's
white.
Like boys' dorm
rooms. Well, it feels like incomplete.
Yeah, and that's such like a boys thing to do.
But don't put too much on the walls.
Don't overdo it. Okay. But there needs to be something on the walls. I think that'll make it feel more
Somebody homey. Asked for dream weddings.
Dream wedding?
Not in the summer, I realized. Well, this was spring, but the wedding I just went to, it was so humid. There were bugs everywhere.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, my gosh. I need a fall wedding, half indoor, half outdoor. Like, one or the other. Ceremony or party. One's inside, one's outside. That's it.
Yeah, I want mine in the fall as well. Probably in the Hamptons.
Early fall. Early fall, so it's not
I'm going to get married the second weekend in September, likely in Newport, but potentially on Cape Cod. In a tent with the massive dance floor.
I love it.
The second
and a
week
great
of
band
September.
And a banging after party with Diplo.
I can already feel my hangover from Colby's wedding.
My music's going to be Closer by the Chainsmokers on repeat.
I don't doubt that.
And there's
going to
be an elevated surface in every corner so that everybody can dance on the surface too.
That sounds like a grand old time.
Sounds like a trip to the ER. But
and they're going to give Shake Shack fries at midnight.
I'm
going to
hit the deck at Adam's wedding.
The deck. Okay.
I like
next
that.
One. Or should we do a Q&A? I don't even know.
Thoughts on Short King Spring.
Short King Spring. How short are we talking? How short are we talking?
To each their own is my answer.
You know, maybe I'll
short
test out.
Short King as in 6'0".
Maybe I'll test out like a 5'8 person, 5'8 guy.
I think sometimes a guy like a guy can give the perception of being larger if or taller if he's like buff a little bit.
Like muscular and personality too.
Because
like,
the guy you said was 5'8 and he
I don't
was
know.
Buff, so
I mean,
it made
everyone is literally so different. I've just had so many body confidence issues in my life that I need someone to make me feel small. I just have to. Like even if it's just a little bit, like that's just what I need. Yeah. Everyone's different. But
I would date somebody shorter, but I'm like not too much shorter. Because I'm like a 5'11, but like I'm not short, you know.
Yeah.
So
you're the same height as my dad.
I need a big old man.
I'm a big bitch.
No, you're not.
I'm dead.
Okay.
How to have a hot girl summer. Go.
How to have a hot girl summer.
I feel like it's a mindset.
Yeah.
Spend time with your friends. Make plans. Plan some trips. Make sure that you're not. You don't have a single weekend where you don't have anything planned.
Oh my God.
That sounds exhausting.
That sounds like
you can have a loose plan. You can be like, this weekend we're going to go to brunch. You don't have to plan where you're going to brunch, but you need to have a brunch planned.
I think the secret to a hot girl summer is, for me, a spray tan every week, every 2 weeks. I don't really tan very well, and I always feel so much hotter when I'm tan.
So, yeah, totally.
For me, spray tan. Sugared and bronzed, two.
Continue. I've been aggressively looking for sugared and bronzed for this weekend, but it's not happening, I think.
Oh, I was going to do that. Am I too late?
Yeah, I think so.
Darn it.
Friends who complain that the world is against them and seek advice, but they are the problem.
Nothing you say is going to show them the way, I don't think.
Yeah.
I feel like just don't waste so much of your energy giving people advice that aren't going to take it.
Those are like battery drainers.
Yeah, it's just going to drain you. And that person, maybe if you pull back a little bit, will realize maybe that they're the problem.
Or you can like be upfront with them if it actually is something that is becoming a repeated problem.
Yeah. But I feel these types of people never think anything is their fault, so they might not even respond well to you confronting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't even like feel like you need to waste your energy. Just maybe pull back and put your energy into people that
develop selective hearing.
People that build you up and don't suck the life out of you, because our lives are already hard enough.
You can only give people so much advice.
That is true.
I'm prime candidate of this. You guys all give me advice all the time, and I pick and choose what I take.
Yeah.
But I'm good about it.
But we've told you about it.
But you're not. I at least acknowledge. I'm like,
yeah, we have confronted you.
And now you admit it.
And you're also not an energy sucker.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Also, you're not always complaining that the world is out to
get you. Well, I definitely am not. I think the world actually bows at my fingertips.
Yeah, I think that you really appreciate how the world treats you. That is great. We love that.
Ask and you shall receive.
We love that for me. Text a guy about our first date we scheduled last week, or just wait. I say don't text him.
Wait, you scheduled a date?
They scheduled a date last week. I'm guessing they haven't talked since.
Yeah. Don't text him.
Wait, so they set up a time and place and all that stuff.
So my assumption is they set up a time and place. Probably, let's say it's like a Sunday.
Remember when you yelled at me?
This happened to you.
Saying that I was so rude for not doing that.
And then you did it.
You changed your perception on it since then.
No, I do recall this. So what they're saying here is like they decided on a time and place and it's in stone. And then the conversation ended there. And the date, say, is on Tuesday at this one place.
Yes.
Like, the guy hasn't texted up until the date. Do they text or no? Or just assume it's happening?
Yes.
You assume it's happening. Because some guys are stupid. And yes, you should get a text that day to be like, looking forward to tonight or whatever. But you might not. And the guy is probably just, he's gonna just expect that you guys already laid down the time and place. And that's where it ends. And he doesn't need to, like, say anything else. So you just assume it's happening.
So I'm kind of on the train where, like, you just should, if they don't text you the day of, you should just assume it's not happening and just not go. Like, because I feel like that's kind of disrespectful of your time if somebody doesn't confirm the day of.
But you, it's like when you send a calendar invite. Think of it in a work sense. Obviously, it's not. But if you send a calendar invite for this meeting next week, you don't really talk about it after that. It's just, it's on the calendar. You're going to go to the meeting. So I feel like some guys that are super, you know, not amazing at texting or just not really understanding that romance is different than work, would just assume, okay, it's in stone, it's happening, I'm just gonna go.
I just cannot imagine physically bringing myself somewhere that I haven't spoken about a plan happening for a week. Like, I wouldn't even do that for a friend.
Yeah, I mean,
but I would text my friend, obviously, and
confirm. This is tricky territory, because I would probably text them the day of and say, hey, are we still on for today?
Yeah.
I would probably do that. I hear that we should be waiting for the guy to text us. I'm just too paranoid for that, so I would probably text the day of.
Yeah.
And just assume that it's happening, but just want to double check.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I think that is tricky.
And I don't think someone is going to decide that I'm needy or crazy for just following up.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's polite.
It is yeah, just to make sure, like,
you're a better woman for it.
Thank you so much, Colby. Thank you so much.
I feel bad if I yelled at you and said you're rude for not doing that, because that's kind of crazy if I said that.
Yeah, well, maybe it was, like, close in time to... You didn't yell. It was on the podcast.
I don't remember.
It's in writing, in transcript?
Yeah, we had this conversation before.
And I was like, why didn't you text him? Yeah, because, remember that did kind of happen to me, that one date that I had with the anesthesiologist that ended up matching me on Hinge right after our date. He, like, texted me an hour before our date.
So you were worked up.
Oh, yeah.
You were worked up.
And I was, like, all worked up, and I think I was, like, PTSD traumatized from that, but
wow, this is, we're admitting when we're wrong in 2022.
Okay, I always admit when I'm wrong, I must say.
I appreciate it.
You actually do. Look at this conflict resolution that's happening. This is a beautiful moment that is being captured forever.
See, if it was videoed, everybody would see me begging for forgiveness from Colby with my hand on her knee.
It's actually a really cute display.
I just like love her so much. Here, Katie, I'm sorry, I'll give you some love too.
Yeah, give me some love. Did you hear what just went by? That audio is going to be a nightmare.
That's why I needed to run her back, because I heard like...
I think my skin is peeling. Okay, should we...
to your segment. Constant affection.
Let's segue into the advice segment now.
Yeah,
can we just do one?
Yeah, of course.
It's like literally 10 p.m. right now.
We've been chatting.
And I've only eaten half a salad today.
Colby has had enough. It's 9:15.
I've been awake for almost 24 hours.
Colby, I must say, you did do better tonight than you kind of pitched to us.
Yeah. I was nervous.
Colby's said that I was going to be really miserable to be around.
No, you're
fine.
When
you have that like internal feeling.
Yes.
And like it's... You know. Yeah.
But you've been doing great, babe.
Your good moods have rubbed off on me, except I'm really ready to be in my bed.
Well, that's going to just make things even better. So we will cruise through this last question.
So long story short, I dated this guy for several months. We have known each other for years, but then went to dating. And then he got a job in Los Angeles. I live in Baltimore, Maryland.
Ooh.
So for the past 9 months, we have been in this weird limbo where we aren't officially dating, but we are very open about not dating anyone else. And every time he comes home, he makes it a priority to see me, takes me on a date, all that. He has said that if it wasn't for a distance and how crazy his job is, that we would be dating, and we have said that we love each other. For me, I would be dating him regardless of the distance or anything else. He's only going to be on the West Coast for 3 years max, so I don't know if I should hold on to the hope that one day we'll be together, or should I draw a line and say, either we tried the long distance or I'm done. Help.
Oh, I think that is the right choice.
Which one?
Drawing the line in the sand, because otherwise you're going to put your life on pause for somebody who is continuing to live their life in another city for 3 years, and granted is saying they're not dating anybody else, but you don't know what could happen if they could meet somebody on a whim, and then you have wasted your time when you could have met somebody else.
Yeah.
Being hung up on somebody who can't commit.
Yeah, I believe in right person, wrong time. I feel like some people don't agree with that. I think I do.
I definitely do.
But I agree with it as well.
I feel like there's nothing wrong with... She was asking whether or not she should draw the line and be like, I want to be long distance. Like, I want to
date. Well, I think what he said is that...
Or ending it.
Yeah, I think he said like, I love you. I'm not seeing anybody else, but I can't date you because of the distance and how crazy my job is, which I feel like is kind of mixed signals.
Read that again. Did she actually say that? He said that?
He has said that if it wasn't for a distance and how crazy his job is, that we would be dating, and we have said that we love each other.
Okay, I don't think work is an excuse for not being able to commit to a relationship either, especially if he's able to make time for you when you're in the city.
I just think it's shady.
It sounds like to me that he moved to a new place and needs someone to talk to, and like maybe hasn't fully gotten his footing yet with the scene in LA.
Yeah.
And so he's holding on to you as someone to chat with and to like be flirty with him.
And whenever he comes home,
has you. You're like his hometown girlfriend. But when he's in LA, like you're not official. I feel like he's treating you like a girlfriend, but not giving you the label because he wants to keep his options open. And I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, it's not fair to you.
But like I said, right person, wrong time. I do believe in that. I think that you should truly cut it off and like
agreed.
Just cut clean cut. He should understand, considering he literally said the same thing to you. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you guys are saying like, I love you and all this stuff, like you should be like, look, like I love you as a person. I've loved what we've had, but like, I think that I can't deal with this long distance thing where we're not officially dating.
If you love them, let him go.
Yeah. If you love them, let him go. Like Katie said, we're all like right person, wrong time.
Yeah, what if in 3 years, like in 3 years you can rekindle, totally fine. But in the meantime, you have dated other people or at least tried and gotten that knowledge and understood. Like if every person you're going on dates with in the next 3 years, say, they're teaching you something, you're also, you know, if none of them compare to this guy, then you have your answer. But you won't know until you try what else is out there, and you could be wasting 3 years of your life. That's just my feeling. Long distance stresses me out.
Yeah.
I'm actually terrified that I'm going to fall in love with someone that doesn't live in New York. Oh my God, it's like the biggest terror of my life thinking about it, actually.
And that can't relocate.
Like, well, yeah.
Luckily, we don't like LA guys, so I feel like there's no other option for us.
Adam, there's 49 other states out there. 48 other states than New York and LA. Like, there's a lot of other places.
But yeah, so it sucks. I feel bad for this girl, but I think you gotta cut it off, sister. You gotta do what's best for you, and then maybe someday it'll work out. And kids, that is...
That's it? That's a wrap?
That's a wrap for the day.
How'd we do? I think that was pretty good.
We did well. I think we did well. Colby did the best, of course.
Oh. Colby gets the gold star. Should we start awarding? Should we start awarding a gold star to whoever did the best job?
Yeah.
I got like the complainer award. But no.
Everybody who listens DM us who got the gold star for the day.
Who got the match made gold star for this episode?
Who gave the best advice?
Yeah.
Who dished the most?
Well, Adam called me the Incredible Hulk, so there's that.
That like feels who like the best a week one-liner? Ago when that happened.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, it feels like. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of Match Me in Manhattan.
We love you guys.
We will talk to you guys all next Friday.
Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.